Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at what the United States can do, what the Western Alliance can do in a positive way to relieve the suffering and the human devastation that is going on right now in the free, independent, courageous, and admirable nation of Ukraine. John Hanna joins us. He has been a national security advisor to three different administrations, both Republican and Democratic, for President George Herbert Walker Bush, President Clinton, and for President George W. Bush, where he was a close aide of Dick Cheney's. He has co-authored a column, which I think is one of the most constructive things I've read recently, about the war in Ukraine. The column is headlined, "An Airlift Could Save Ukraine." And, John, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. He is now a senior fellow at the Jewish Institute for National Security of America, a very respected think tank in Washington, D.C., John, what's the main advantage over an airlift compared to the desire for a no-fly zone, which President Zelensky has asked for repeatedly?
Well, thank you, Michael, for having me. Listen, the no-fly zone is not something necessarily that I oppose, but for now it looks politically dead. It looks dead in the United States, including in much of the United States Congress, as well as in Europe. There's just too great a fear that something like a no-fly zone will very quickly escalate to put American and Russian troops and pilots in combat against each other, with all the risks attendant to that. So knowing how badly the Ukrainian people are suffering, our intelligence community says that once the encirclement of Kyiv happens by the Russian army, we could be talking about a matter of 10 days to 2 weeks of food, medicine, basic supplies for a Ukrainian population that has genuinely become the center of gravity of this fight for a free Ukraine. So our proposal for a non-militarized humanitarian airlift in which countries that are non-threatening to Russia, we suggest countries like India, like Brazil, like the United Arab Emirates, who have transport capability, fly humanitarian supplies in simply to take care of the most basic needs of the Ukrainian people, boost their morale, undermine Putin's blockades and siege of Ukrainian population centers, and demonstrate that the West is not going to be completely barred by Putin's insistence that he controls all of Ukraine and the West has no business operating inside of that country. We want to put a challenge to Putin, and if he turns it down, we think that even that is worth it to the extent it continues to build a strong international consensus on how barbaric this regime in Russia has now become.
Okay. That's my one concern here, and I'm very glad for the opportunity to talk it out with you, is what happens if Vladimir Putin doesn't agree and doesn't provide safe passage to some of these planes flying into Ukrainian airspace? What if he, in fact, says that we will consider it an act of war if any airplane, whether it's flown by Brazilian or Emirati pilots, it doesn't matter. We will consider an act of war. We will shoot those planes down. Do we go ahead and try to call his bluff? Or doesn't the refusal of Putin to cooperate with this simply help communicate the message that he really is in charge? He's really the guy who's successfully taken over Ukraine.
I think that risk exists. Listen, I don't think neither my co-author Doug Feith nor I are Pollyannish that this will be easy for Putin to swallow. We think he may try and stop it, at which point the world will have a decision to make on whether to allow Putin to do that, whether or not there are brave pilots and brave crews that are prepared to fly into Ukraine nevertheless and test that proposition, as obviously American pilots had to do back in 1948 during the Berlin airlift to save Berlin. We'll see, and call Putin's bluff, or else we will have to stand down. And I agree that there are some risks of that, but I also think that there is some beauty to the proposal that even the effort to challenge Putin, to put him to the test, to force him into the position of having to deny food and medicine and basic supplies to a besieged, innocent civilian population, I think the bigger message will be to rally the world further in unity to contain and constrain and punish this regime, and to continue to do whatever else we can do to support Ukraine. And I think if it's an information flow that gets, again, either to that elite around Putin, who as economic sanctions and threats of war crimes begin to percolate among them, could begin to look at each other and say, what in the world is Vladimir Putin getting us into? Or to the extent we can get this kind of information to the Russian people, I think it can only fuel the flames of that growing number within the Russian population who understand the barbarity of what is being committed in their name and in Ukraine.
The question, of course, becomes how do we know what the Russian people are feeling or thinking? I mean, there have been demonstrations, and I know there have been like 6,000 people who have been arrested, including that brave sign holder on live TV that we saw saying no war. With all of that, there was on Monday apparently a national broadcast with a leading oligarch and TV presence named Soloviev, who was very angry that his two Italian villas had been seized, and he's calling for a strategic nuclear strike after to punish the United States unless we pay reparations after the war. Now, if this is popular on Russian TV, is it possible that, as they say, the majority of Russian people are rallying behind this great patriotic effort by Vladimir Vladimirovich?
Well, listen, Michael, as you say, it is very, very hard for anybody to get a good bead on what the Russian population writ large believes. And listen, the odds are not in favor of a popular uprising against this regime in Russia. And if it comes, my guess is it will take a very long time. It will take Putin having appeared to lose this war, to have his strongman-ish image undermined and destroyed, to have, unfortunately, an awful lot of young Russian soldiers and conscripts to go missing or to come home in body bags, and for those economic sanctions to simply further immiserate the Russian people and for the message to get out somehow. I don't have a good answer for you, but that the West is not to blame here. It is their regime.
John Hanna from the GINSA's Center for Defense and Strategy. You read his column, which is powerful and important. It's posted at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the mic, Michael Medved Show. The New York Times is reporting that Russians, who we were just talking with John Hanna about the possibility of some kind of at least resistance, growing resistance to this evil war growing in Russia. Russians are voting with their feet. Now, that was a phrase initiated by Mao Zedong, which meant that people get out of a place where they are being misgoverned and not being able to stand what their government stands for. Tens of thousands of Russians have already fled to Istanbul since Russia invaded Ukraine last month. They're not likely to flee from Russia to Ukraine in the middle of a war zone. But Istanbul and the Turks have been serving as fairly loyal and very useful NATO members since this invasion began. The Russians who are leaving are outraged about what they see as a criminal war, worried about conscription or the possibility of a closed Russian border, or else they're concerned that their livelihoods are no longer viable back home. That has created a flight, writes the Times, though much smaller than in Ukraine, that some are comparing to 1920, when more than 100,000 opponents of the communist Bolsheviks during the Russian Civil War left the country to seek refuge in what was then Istanbul. There has never been anything like it before. In peacetime, said Konstantin Sonin, a Russian economist at the University of Chicago, there's no war on Russian territory now. As a single event, it is pretty huge. So where do we go after this war? How is it resolved? Well, it's all is hugely up in the air. Gary Kasparov, a former chess champion, former Russian, now a very loyal American, and I'm proud to say a loyal American conservative, spoke on CNN with Anderson Cooper on Sunday night. Listen. Clip 12A. Was that Putin believes that NATO will duck, and he is using nuclear blackmail now. So why do we think we'll stop after Ukraine? And then he makes the point that a number of people have made, and really it's common point now, and it's something that President Biden shouldn't have to wait until the 24th of March when he's making his trip to Europe for a NATO summit meeting, but they need more weapons now. Kasparov says Ukrainians have plenty of courage, but not enough weapons. NATO has plenty of weapons, but not enough courage. Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who is a former Ukrainian prime minister, also appeared on CNN. This is clip 10. And he offered his condolences to the several American journalists now, from Fox News, from CNN, from various news sources, who have died, have been killed in this war zone. This is former Prime Minister Yatsenyuk.
Let me first of all express my deepest condolences to the families of two American journalists, the journalist of the New York Times and the journalist of the Fox News. Our hearts and our prayers are with you. This war already affected the United States. And we have to realize that right now we are actually in the third world war. And I want to be very clear about this. This is a new type of war. This is not the conventional war that we had as the first and second world war. Putin waged the war, the third world war, against the free world, against Ukraine, against the United States, and against Europe. So all these signs of solidarity, that's not a lip service. This is a clear-cut action, how to save and support Ukraine, and how to save the free world.
Okay. Anybody doubt that he's right? 1-800-955-1776. There was a surprising exchange on Fox and Friends with a wife of a former congressman, Rachel Campos Duffy. She was on and was answered, I think, very effectively by Brian Kilmeade. But what was shocking to me is how a thoughtful conservative like Ms. Duffy could deny that Putin was to blame for this killing and this horror. Listen to the way the exchange unfolded. We will to that. But basically, the reluctance to say that that Putin is to blame makes it much more difficult for us not only to rally support as is necessary here in the United States, and it has to be bipartisan support, but also to try to understand where Putin goes next. This is another opinion on that subject. This is clip 14, where General Barry McCaffrey was on MSNBC. Listen.
I don't think Putin is capable of taking on NATO. So it's a political option that's there for Biden and NATO leadership to consider. They're not going to do it. By the way, I don't think the Russians are going to use chemicals. It would invite total war. I do not think we tolerate it. At that point, to stop chemical attacks on the civil population, we'd have to go after his delivery systems, the cruise missile systems, air power systems, some of which are in Belarus or Russia. So Putin's waiting to see where the limits are. He hasn't had a pushback that bothers him yet. He's going to cut off the flow of supplies to include humanitarian aid unless there's a clear bar to what he's doing by NATO. I think probably what's being talked about in the Pentagon now is how do we put a significant conventional warfighting capability, 150,000 U.S. troops, back into Germany and Poland, with the implication that now strategically we're back in Europe and prepared to stay.
And a very important and very realistic consideration, and I'm sure that's something that they will be speaking about. When the president goes to Europe for that meeting, it's just been announced on March 24th. There's more. Will that same president be around for a second term? Most people think absolutely not. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
News conference this afternoon, State Department spokesman Ned Price was questioned about the fact that the United States and NATO still has not put up a no-fly zone over Ukraine, and was asked, what have they done to actually help the Ukraine?
In recent weeks alone, we've spoken of some $550 million worth of security assistance. Those deliveries are continuing just about every day. Anti-armor, anti-tank, anti-aircraft, small arms, munitions, precisely what our colleagues at the Department of Defense have determined that our Ukrainian partners most need.
Federal prosecutors investigating former White House advisor Steve Bannon have admitted they captured records of other people by mistake with the same name as Bannon's lawyer. Bannon's trial for contempt of Congress is scheduled to begin July 18th, though attorneys representing former President Donald Trump's chief strategist are trying to have the charges thrown out. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the political side of things, there's a very big and detailed analysis in the Wall Street Journal. It's I believe it's going to be in the newspaper tomorrow. About half of Americans doubt Biden will run in 2024. That, according to a Wall Street Journal poll. A new Journal poll found 52% of Americans do not think Mr. Biden will run for re-election in 2 years, while 29% do expect him to pursue a second term. 19% say they're undecided about his future. So it means that less than a third of Americans actually believe that he will run for re-election. Among Democrats, 41% said they think Mr. Biden will run again, even meaning among Democrats who overwhelmingly support him. Democrats, over 80% think he's doing a good job, but they don't think he's going to run again, which indicates, I think, some of what you can pick up, and it's just so palpable, which is right now Democrats are concerned, depressed, afraid of what's going to happen to their party. One of the factors about Biden's expectations is people think he's 79 years old and he's lost a few steps, and they don't think he has the health or the stamina to make another race. interviews conducted in recent weeks with dozens of voters, they say, activists and local officials in the nation's top battleground states, along with poll respondents, found a degree of ambivalence and uncertainty about whether Mr. Biden, who is 79 years old, should seek another term. The interviews also showed a lack of consensus on who should succeed him as the party's standard bearer should he retire from politics. They quote someone named Katie Smith, who's a 20-year-old junior at the University of Wisconsin Superior. She says you can run for president at 35. She's right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would just be just barely old enough to run for president officially. She says you can run for president at 35. I don't know why we would need the president to be over 75. And, of course, that would include both Trump and Biden if they were the candidates. The one thing that is very difficult to imagine is that the Wall Street Journal pushed this, and they got a statement from the Biden administration saying that he will announce his decision after the midterm elections, and apparently shortly after. And what that gives you is a possibility that we just haven't had in the United States for a long time, which is the 2 years of a presidential term where everybody knows the president's going away. And, of course, you know that when it's the second term, but this is the very end of a first term, and what a turbulent first term it's been. And who knows, at that time, after this next election, one can only hope that this Ukraine disaster will have been settled in favor of the side of goodness and decency. But if it's not, it could be a very, very rocky time in American politics, in the American economy, and much more. Meanwhile, there's another rocky time in San Antonio, Texas, where parents are angry about a segregation experiment. It was a local elementary school, and this was reported by News 4 in San Antonio. Parents who the station spoke to said, yeah, they want their kids to learn about racism and civil rights, but they fear that the Northside Independent School District went too far with this, quote, experiment. Listen.
The parents we spoke to say they want their children to learn about racism and civil rights, but feel the Northside School District went too far with the segregation experiment and by making students watch a documentary that wasn't age appropriate.
And some for you.
Mike and Brandy Leininger say their 10-year-old daughter was confused and hurt by a classroom experiment in January at Leon Springs Elementary. Students were separated according to hair color, with one group receiving preferential treatment.
All of the dark-haired kids, the brown and black-haired kids, were treated as the privileged ones, and the blonde-haired and the red-haired kids were the ones treated not so nicely.
The Leiningers say teachers told students children in the fair-haired group were not as intelligent. That group was purposely given a game with pieces missing so they couldn't play, and they were made to clean up after the other children.
Okay, what's fascinating to me here, what if they had done it in reverse, where the dark-haired kids, or the brown and black-haired kids, who of course are going to be including most of the Latino kids or any of the black kids in class, if they were treated as the ones who were not so smart, who were not as intelligent. I mean, and really, you're doing this with 10-year-olds? Is this a good idea? Is this the way that kids should be learning about the history and the realities of racism? I mean, honest to goodness. So again, that this was all had to do with hair color. The way this this experiment was regularly tried was originally back in the 1970s. It was eye color. And they were talking about, well, what if the people with light-colored eyes are treated differently? goes on about the objection to showing a Spike Lee film that showed mutilated bodies of four little girls who were killed at a Birmingham church church by Ku Klux Klan people who were white supremacists. A very, very evil crime. By the way, some of those kids in that Sunday school who were there in church, who died, were good friends of another little girl at that time, Condoleezza Rice, who went to the same Birmingham church. Here was what happened with showing excerpts of that film.
Fifth graders were also shown a Spike Lee documentary called Four Little Girls about the 1963 bombing of an Alabama church. The film includes graphic autopsy photos of the girls' bodies. The teacher says she fast-forwarded past those parts, but the Leiningers say the children in their daughter's class did see the photos.
The things that she said that she skipped over, my daughter was able to describe to us to a T. So that night, our daughter was unable to go to sleep in her own room. She was scared.
Northside ISD declined our request for an interview, but said in a statement, the activity and video in question were part of a larger fifth-grade project-based lesson around the inequity of segregation. While the campus did receive positive feedback from several parents, district and campus administration recognized the parents' concerns and agree that the activity and video are not age-appropriate and will not be used again.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. The one thing that needs to get straight here is get parents' consent. One of the things that one of the parents objecting said was, they send us notes and newsletters about everything else. Your child is going to see the Polar Express or it's pajama day on Friday before winter break. And we get no notice that they're going to do a social experiment on segregation. Yeah, including showing an R-rated film. I'm not sure that the Four Little Girls is, in fact, R-rated. It's a powerful film. It's one of the best Spike Lee movies. But for goodness sake, not everything that is worthwhile for adults is worthwhile for children. And the idea that this illustrates the very nature of racism, and without giving the historical background, the idea of eye color or hair color, does that really give people a deeper understanding? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths.
What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, don't forget your opportunity to get a little bit more immersed into the history of World War, World War I, World War II, the Cold War, and more. Go to the MedvedHistoryStore.com, look at the various programs that we have available from the Medved History Store, and you can get them all free. Downloaded to you. They can be streamed anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 24/7. And you can also get access to this radio show live or at any time that you want it, commercial free. Now, that all comes to you for the cost of 22 cents a day. It's a pretty remarkable deal. You learn a lot. It costs very little. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com and you can look at the various history programs that are available. This is probably not the greatest milestone in the world, but it's important. Russia just quit the Council of Europe. Now, what the heck is the Council of Europe, you might ask? Council of Europe is a watchdog rights organization. The Secretary General of the Council of Europe received a letter to that effect today, Russia reported. Russian forces today stepped up bombardment of Kyiv with a series of strikes. But the Council of Europe, whose brief is to uphold human rights and the rule of law, is separate from the European Union. It had suspended Russia's membership on February 25th, the day after it invaded Ukraine. It was about to expel Russia. I mean, how can you have Russia right now on a Council for Human Rights? But Russia says they're leaving the Council of Europe because it's dominated too much by the U.S.-led NATO alliances. And they're undermining the Council and its noble work. So, farewell to Russia in that regard. Gary Kasparov, who we mentioned earlier, former chess champion, now a leading American political commentator, was on CNN with Anderson Cooper on Sunday night and talked about Putin's worldview and what it's based upon. Clip 12A.
He believes that NATO will duck, NATO will waffle, NATO will walk away, as they always did. So I wrote the book that you mentioned 7 years ago, and everybody thought I was crazy, because even when Putin attacked Republic of Georgia in 2008 or annexed Crimea in 2014, so we heard these voices, oh, let's be pragmatic, you know, let's be prudent, let's not be over-emotional. And Putin kept winning, and now he is pushing even further, and he's using his last bluff, nuclear blackmail. If it works in Ukraine, why do you think he'll stop using it for Poland or Lithuania? Because dictators never ask why. They always ask why not. And what we see now from Washington and other Western capitals is a cowardice in a favor of these guys of prudence.
Okay, he's talking about cowardice. And look, his point about dictators, of course, is brilliant, which is dictators don't ask why. They ask why not. And it is remarkable when you think that we did allow Putin to destroy entirely the city of Grozny when he was dealing with Chechen, and they were terrorists. I mean, not to say that they were freedom fighters, they weren't. But he wiped out an entire capital city for Chechnya, and nothing, no consequences. And then, of course, he took Crimea, with minimal cost and certainly no international cost. They didn't even suspend the Olympics, that Winter Olympics that were happening at that time. And then he came into Donbass and he declared these two independent, Lugansk and Donetsk, independent, quote, republics in Donbass, and nothing. So his question is, if we allow this to go forward with all of the human rights violations, what are we saying to Putin about any red lines, anywhere, anything? And then he went on to say this, clip 12B.
Ukrainians are not scared of anything now. President Vladimir Zelensky and Ukrainians, they have plenty of courage, but they don't have enough weapons. NATO has plenty of weapons, but not enough courage. And I wonder if NATO is afraid of Putin or of its own shadow. Because I think they all recognize, if Putin decides to use nuclear blackmail against Lithuania or Poland, against NATO country, so they will have to be involved, unless they want to disband. Again, I don't know. So what's the difference, you know, with this threat of military confrontation with Russia in Ukraine or on the borders or in territories of NATO countries? There's only one difference. Ukraine army is still alive and is still fighting. And you just heard a few minutes ago, before my interview, you heard Ukrainians say, close the skies, we'll do the job. I've no doubt that Ukrainians can not just only inflict damage on Putin's war machine, they can destroy them if they're given adequate support.
And some of that adequate support could involve warplanes that the Ukrainians themselves are trained to fight, those MiGs that they were trying to get from Poland. Look, it's you can hear the urgency in Kasparov's voice, which is why I wanted everyone to hear it. And think about his formulation. Ukrainians, plenty of courage, not enough weapons. NATO, right now, plenty of weapons, actually getting more because increases in defense spending across the board. But is there enough courage, enough clarity? I'll tell you, there's some clarity about a new film, which is a diversion. It has nothing to do with Ukraine at all. But it's a fascinating and actually somewhat surprisingly touching film. Features Ryan Reynolds and Jennifer Garner and more. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After crash landing in 2022, a time-traveling test pilot from the future, played by Ryan Reynolds, encounters a childhood version of himself, his widowed mother, Jennifer Garner, and his much-loved missing wife, played by Zoe Saldana, in The Adam Project. Now playing in theaters and soon streaming on Netflix.
Laura, this is me.
Hi, Parallel Contact, babe.
Well, you know, you've always said that you wished you'd met me earlier. Here I am.
Mark Ruffalo and Catherine Keener also contribute to the cast, which delivers a series of unexpectedly touching, even thought-provoking moments, which work much better than the cheesy, unconvincing sci-fi special effects. As a celebration of the complicated bonds between parents and children, The Adam Project works well, with lots of nostalgic echoes of previous blockbusters, like Back to the Future, of course, and even E.T. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for the limited but likable The Adam Project. And I think it's a film that will do very well. It's actually directed by the same guy who worked with Ryan Reynolds on Free Guy, which was one of the really pleasant surprises, both at the box office and just as a satisfying good movie of 2021. So this one, again, is one that I think most viewers will enjoy considerably. What is not enjoyable is confronting the realities that we're facing as a civilization. And it's not too profound to say that. Joe Scarborough, the former congressman, Republican congressman, current host on MSNBC, says the war in Ukraine is moving into a whole new phase and Biden and the West may not be ready. What does he mean? We will talk about that tomorrow on the Medved Show. And there's a lawsuit that some people may applaud. It's from a Kansas teacher who says the school district's pronoun policy violates her religious beliefs on gender identity. Is that a legitimate complaint, a legitimate cause to emphasize? And Colorado, you may remember, was one of the early states to legalize marijuana. Washington State, another one. But in Colorado, they have a new program called Cash for Grass, but they're not talking about marijuana. They're talking about lawns. It's a bill that would actually pay people to abandon lawns. And then there's this. You've heard all about the Don't Say Gay controversy in Florida. One of the things was that they wanted to make it illegal to conceal gender identity information from parents. And now there are Wisconsin teachers who are told to hide students' gender identity from their parents. Really? We will talk about that and much, much more with all of the latest next time in this generation, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.